Hello, everybody in podcast land.
Hi out there.
Welcome to the Chatterpoint Lighthouse. And my name is Daryl Healy.
And I'm Tony Esparza.
And we've got a great show for you this evening. All right. Hey, want to know who our amazing guest is this episode?
I know who.
You know who? Well, let's start by asking you a question. Who's your favorite superhero?
I don't have a favorite.
You don't have a favorite superhero? You don't have reading the comic books or watching the cartoons when you were younger?
I watched them, yeah. But I didn't have a favorite. I liked them all. Just the good guys.
Just the good guys. None of the villains.
None of the villains.
Oh, jeez. I like the villains, too. Because, you know, without the villains, there wouldn't be the heroes.
Oh, the heroes still have plenty to do.
Like what?
Well, life happens. I mean, just regular life.
Yeah, like what?
Well, you know, saving someone from getting hit by a bus by accident.
Well, what other way would somebody get hit by a bus? Hey, let's do this on purpose.
Shut your lip.
Well, I guess there are people who think that way, you know. They'll say, oh, yeah, let's do this.
Well, you know, maybe somebody is in a deep, dark place and at the time not thinking straight. And a superhero keeps them from doing something that if there was a later, they would regret.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Oh, I'm serious. Mm-hmm.
So I got a pretty easy question for you here. I'm going to ask you now. What do you think it takes to be a superhero? Do you have to wear a cape and be able to fly or be more powerful than a locomotive?
No. What? I mean, I know a lot of superheroes out there today that doesn't wear a cape.
Okay, well, you know what? We have one of those people with us on this episode. Okay, he's a man who by day leads an ordinary life, but by night, okay, he punches through the walls of the mundane and emerges on the other side as the hero.
Master Legend!
The legendary Master Legend. We interviewed him, and he was awesome, okay? And you get to hear that right now, but first, these words from our sponsor. That is an awesome commercial. I love that commercial. All right, you've been waiting for it, and here it is, our interview with Master Legend. Master Legend, welcome to Chatterpoint. It's great to have you here.
Welcome.
I'm glad to be with y'all. Thank you.
Great. We'd like to kick it off with some of your origin story. And I mean, how did you come up with the name Master Legend? And tell me a little bit about your life here, your beginnings.
Well, it's a long story. I am working on a book. I will say that right off because it takes a book to tell it. But sum it up, it's hard to sum up. I've lived an adventurous life. I think differently than many people, not saying cutting anyone down. It's just we all live different lives and all in our path in this life. And I've been down a wild one, that's for sure. Born with the veil.
Yes.
Died the moment I was born, you know, then it all just went on more from there. But, and you know, here's the thing, it even went on before that because, you know, I can go on and on. That's the thing about old Master Legend. I ramble on, so cut me off quickly, you know, before I go rambling. Well, I'll start fading into all kind of stuff.
You have as much time as you want to take here, Master Legend. We are in no rush here to hear your story. But how old were you when you first had your calling to be a hero, to be a superhero and put on the costume and do what you do?
Here's how. It's just like I told people the story the same, but it's still the same. What happened was I come from a very abusive family, and it was horrible. Very nightmares. It was nightmares I made of. I haven't even seen horror shows good enough to match up to it for in real life. Mm-hmm. But I went through all that kind of stuff. But then I eventually, one day, coming home from school, I reached in the garbage can. I was looking, and I saw some comic books. I really didn't know what they were. I didn't know, but I threw some in my backpack. And I didn't know how to read really good because I got those things when I was really young. Right. Maybe like in one or second grade, you know, I didn't know all those big words, you know, all kinds of big old words, you know, that they had. But it helped me at that time because I got those comic books and I packed them away. And not only did it help me learn how to read, but then I saw an ideal there. I was thinking, you know, how do you fight the evil? How do you fight this bully? Mm-hmm. There's bullies, and there was bullies at school. They reminded me of my mean daddy, who was a very abusive man. Wow. So I saw the answer in comic books. Mm-hmm. But at first, I didn't use the answer in the comic book. And there was, I saw other kids getting picked on. And somehow, an instinct inside of me, something just inside of me, says, take up for them. Mm-hmm. You know how to take all those beatings.
And did you have
I still can.
Did you have an arch enemy in school?
Well, it wasn't like that. There were just many enemies, you know, many. Mm-hmm. There was bullies around. And I would make it my point to fight them all. But I'm telling you about the very first time. Mm-hmm. And so I got in trouble fighting the bully. And like first, second grade. And so I got in all the trouble. So I had to figure out a way to fight the bullies. So then I looked, when I went through my comic books there, of course, I had kept secret. And I was looking, and they all have masks. That's the secret. So I made myself a mask and shirt and had myself some gloves and a little something to throw on that I could take on and off real quick. Mm-hmm. And so I saw the bully guy. He was out there beating on little kids and pouring milk on their heads. And then that was my time. And mm-hmm. I threw on the mask and I threw on my shirt and I jumped out and I had my backpack tucked away, hidden. Mm-hmm. And I jumped out there with my fighting skills. More story behind all that. I was already a well-trained fighter even at that age. And so I jumped out and I beat the guy up really good, and I ran away fast before the teachers had a chance to get there. Right. I hurried up, threw off the mask and the shirt and all that, and tucked it away and ran right into the crowd. Mm. No one knew who the masked man was.
Nobody could identify you. You disappeared into the
crowd.
Nope,
I was
the
just there, and they didn't suspect little old me. And there were some kids. This lady said, "Who did this? Who hit?" And it was like the assistant principal's son, the bully. Mm-hmm. And then she's going, "Who did this? Who did all this to my poor boy?" And they go, "It was a masked man." And another kid said, "A superhero." And that's when I knew it.
Yeah, that was your calling.
And that was only first, second grade. Yep, I knew.
You developed this all through school and stood up for the underdog.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those poor little kids, and even me, mm-hmm. you know, but I was tough. He thought he was showing me something. Mm-hmm. Nothing compared to what I got when I come home. Mm-hmm. Thrown all around the room and all like a rag doll.
Wow.
Yep, believe me. Master Legend been through some tough times. Mm-hmm.
But it's made you and built your character into the hero that you are today. I mean, you really, like I said, instilled in you a need to be...
A positive role model.
Right, a positive role model and a hero for the underdog.
Yeah. Someone that mostly, like, one of my main missions, as usual, has always been stand up for abused kids. Mm-hmm. I do stand, and then of course I like to stand up for anyone being abused, of course. But little kids, you know, that gets my anger up a little extra there.
Right, everyone gets upset when you see a child being abused, and really, you're a true hero for them. Now, do you when you're out there on the streets and you're fighting for the underdog and you're fighting crime and you're reaching out to your community, do the police approve of what you're doing? I mean, do they hassle you? Do they call you a vigilante and want to arrest you for it?
You know, I've had the good and bad sides and all that. Good mm-hmm. and bad sides with that. You know, mm-hmm. you might have seen my video on YouTube on Channel 2 News, Master mm-hmm. Legend on Channel 2 West TV News. Even on that news report, the newscaster And this is big news out here, you know, one of the main stations. The lady contacted the Orange County Sheriff's Department and all, and they said that Master Legend is allowed to go around in his suit and patrol the streets.
Nice.
Great. Do you need a permit?
I've got official permission on TV.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Do you need a permit?
hanging on my wall right here is my certificate of commendation from the Orange County Sheriff's Department, saving
Excellent.
People's lives.
Nice. That's Very good. Wonderful. Yep.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, I'm not trying to brag.
Oh no.
But you know, sometimes people just need to feel appreciated for what they do.
Is that people ask me about how can I claim to be a superhero? So I gotta show some kind of credentials.
Well, you know, sometimes just being a good person, you know, is enough. Mm-hmm. If more people, you know, help their communities out in the time of need, and you know, doing things to help others is always, you know, makes you feel good, whether you get recognized for it or not. But it feels good to be, you know, recognized when you go above and beyond.
I tell you, you know, it's nice to be recognized, but I've always tried to keep Master Legend as Master Legend.
Correct.
Right.
Not let people know, you know, anything about me or the man behind the mask so much. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I've kept it, you know, even though I've been around Hollywood and all this stuff. When I went to Hollywood, I never took my mask off.
Oh, cool.
I went to every restaurant, everywhere, grocery store, beer store, everywhere, my mask on.
Well, they're probably used to that.
I wouldn't walk into a liquor store with a mask on.
Yeah, true.
I'm Master Legend, luckily, you know, they know I'm all right. They know old Master Legend's okay. Don't you worry, I'm going to buy some beer.
You're the man, you know. Master Legend. Now, what would you say your most memorable moment is? Do you have an altercation that you were involved in when you were protecting somebody that stands out the most in your mind?
Oh yeah, you know, there's so many things I try to make them a little bit, you know, vague, because I don't want to get too into the whole subject. But I've had to fight a lot of people, many different ways, and it's not something that I'm proud to tell people, but I have been in so many, many, many fights. Mm-hmm. I'm appointed that kind of duty or something, you know, to get into many battles. But I've become pretty good at it, where I can knock people away and give as less damage as possible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, back in the old days, I'd be, you know, being like 10 Bruce Lees in one. But now, these days, you know, the old legend slowed down a bit.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
That's only about, you know, I'm only about like maybe 2 Bruce Lees in one now.
That's all we need is one Master Legend.
Yeah, you know. but I can still, you know, jump in action if need be, that's for sure.
And you do. So I'm sure that you sustain a lot of injuries doing what you're doing, and for the goodness of the community, I can't even begin to fathom just throwing myself in harm's way like that. Do you ever get those injuries that are really serious, and they make you think that maybe I shouldn't be doing this?
Yeah, like right now. Yep, as we speak.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh no.
What kind of injuries are you? I'm sorry. What kind of injury are you nursing now?
Ribs.
Ribs. Oh yeah, those are tough. You can't do anything for those. Just have to
ribs
let them heal.
Tough. Yep, tough.
Wow.
I've got an idea. Mm-hmm. I've got an idea.
Okay.
I worked in orthotics and prosthetics. Mm-hmm. And if I had my someone that could help me out a little bit, or my own way of building something, I think I could build a certain type of new idea prosthetic. Mm. and orthotic, which can even help with scoliosis. But I have an idea for something that can really help people with their rib problems, like what they say there's nothing you can do about broken ribs.
Right.
I have an idea. I think there is another way. And but yeah, I don't want to go all into it because, you know, that's another thing about Master Legend. I've got plenty of inventions, ideas that can save the world. It's just who can I get to help me?
Well, we want to hear about them when you're ready to talk about them. Not necessarily tonight, because we don't want anyone stealing your ideas, okay?
That's right.
But I'll be following you closely.
I don't want evil to try to ruin the idea.
No.
I don't care who steals them. If somebody can make them happen, I'll be glad.
Evil is all over. Now that you're an adult and you're out there on the streets, again, serving your community and fighting crime, probably better than the police do. Do you have any one single person that antagonizes you the most, like an arch villain of sorts? Is there any one person that you say, yeah, you know what, that guy, just like Batman had the Joker and Superman had Lex Luthor, Master Legend has whom?
I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But that person is not a person that you're talking about.
Okay.
That person is the devil himself that I'm against, that I'm fighting. All those other people, those pitiful, poor souls and all out there, it's sad, very sad. They're just victims of the devil. But I already know it's not one of them. I know.
Well, the devil can take many forms. I mean, you know. So, we understand what you're saying.
I look for the source.
Evil
the energy.
Is evil.
Yeah, evil is evil no matter where it comes from or who's manifesting it.
But there is a true source, the very source. That's what I've been searching for a long time. And because it's all a certain type of energy. It's all one of its own kind of energy.
Right. That manifests in such badness in the streets. And it's all over the streets. I mean, you see it everywhere, every day, every minute.
Over the streets and schools.
Schools,
I mean, churches.
And governments.
Nowadays, you can't be safe anywhere.
Right. Now, tell us about the costume that you wear. I mean, when I was watching The Legend of Master Legend, and we'll get to that shortly, they pretty much got the costume kind of accurately. I mean, what was your inspiration for creating the costume that you wear? I mean, was there a certain motif you were trying to follow?
They had part of it. They had part of it, you know, going on, but the guy didn't wear the suit right. He didn't put on all the armor and everything.
Right.
You know, when I developed the Master Legend suit, you know, it took some time. I was working with this and working with that. I'm still working with something new.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to unveil
what
I'm working on now.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, Master Legend, as I claim to be also Metatron, it's like the Legend Reborn. The Legend's Reborn. When I come back, I'm just got to get myself healed
up
here
a bit
and all, but I've got these ideas that I put together, and this new combination of suit is going to be more highly armored. I've got all these other parts. I'm putting it together. It's just in the works.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
how
I mean,
it came to be.
I've heard of Metatron.
I'm sorry. She interrupted you. She had said that she'd heard of Master Legend, of course. Everyone knows about you. But she wants to know what Metatron is.
Yeah, well, that's another long story there, but okay, I'll finish off the part about the suit.
Please,
the suit
focused
on the full armor of God.
Yeah.
So if you look, I have all the parts on my suit, the breastplate, the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation. I have my shield of faith and all. I got my sword and the word of God. And I have my boots or also shoes of peace, and those are all from the Bible itself, and that's how come you see that's what I wear.
Oh, okay.
And I wear silver and black because I believe those are good colors and all. They're both actually very good colors. It shows, you know, that you, and my colors there, that you have to fight, you know, through darkness.
Right.
You know, the dark times and evil, but, you know, Master Legend's not afraid to take it on.
Mm-hmm.
And in spiritual form is part of what I've been trying to impress upon people here, you know. That's why I talk about Metatron.
Right.
Getting to that part. And as for Metatron, that's an archangel who is Enoch, back in from the Book of Enoch. And as a young kid, I died the moment I was born. I was born with a veil. And I used to hear a voice call to me constantly. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where it come from. I kept saying, Enoch, Enoch. I never knew what that meant. Mm-hmm. But there were some other words that followed along. But then finally, I heard about this Book of Enoch. And that's after I died the second time. I died a second time in my life. Mm-hmm. And what I saw when I died was some real, real scary stuff, I tell you. Mm-hmm. And it was nothing like you ever see.
And what did
you
see?
You know, in this world or this universe. Nothing mm-hmm. like that at all.
And what did you feel you saw?
Things that were, thank goodness, when I read the Book of Enoch, and I realized that Enoch, you know, even though it was written so many years ago and it's found in the Dead Sea Scrolls, was explaining what I went through mm-hmm. the best he could. And he talked about rivers of this certain light or energies.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you're going, when you go into these dimensions, which mm-hmm. now, you know, as me, you know, I understand these things now, but it's so hard to explain in a human term. Mm-hmm. You know, I wish I could just show you the vision,
right.
You know, in your mind. Mm-hmm. And then you'd see what I'm talking about because, or feel it. Because some of it's a lot about feeling the energy and seeing it, you know, in these places. And there's so many different dimensions
mm-hmm.
that you can go to. And it's not all about something compared to this world at all.
Mm-hmm.
You go into places, you know, that are just, I just only wish I could explain them, mm-hmm. you know, because it's just too hard to explain. All I can do is say there's places of such energies and things that are composed and the tones of universes. I tell you know, it's not easy being a Master Legend, but I do.
not easy. I would have to read the Book of Enoch and catch up.
but you know... Mm-hmm. Yeah, as with Enoch, you know, he explained a lot of the stuff, you know, and the things I've seen. So that's what kind of gave me the reassurance that I wasn't crazy. That okay, so all right, I went there too,
mm-hmm.
and so that's why I always think maybe I have some kind of connection, you know, with Enoch, with Metatron. There's not many that died twice in their life,
right?
Still alive, and I'll talk about it, and you hear about all these people, why did, oh, there was a light, well, I went way beyond the light, that's for sure. I know, I've seen it. I've seen what people would, the average person should never see.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's made you the person you are today, and giving you that inspiration to do what you're doing. Now, I have to ask you, I've seen The Legend of Master Legend. I think everyone has. That was a cool little show, and I was kind of wishing they would continue with it because it was an interesting watch. And I know they probably didn't get a lot of things right, but at least it called attention to you and what you're doing. And I understand that you have a comic strip coming out soon too. Is that true? A comic book?
Yes, it's been in the making for some time. I'm just hoping that finally get it going right and all, because my friend, you know, he's pretty busy. Mm-hmm. He's out in Amsterdam, but I know, you know, he's already done a lot of work on it already, so it's just hopefully hurry up and get it done. I don't mean to be like that, but let, you know, like say, let's hurry it up. Come on.
Yeah, tick tock. Time's a wasting. Pitter patter.
It's in the works, and then I have my book that I'm working on, and I write the stories, and I have this girl, a good woman I know. And who's good at writing and everything, and she is going to do the editing and help me out with it, you know, and we're working on it together right now. So it'll be the real book of Master Legend, not all these things people make up all the time. I wanna help people out.
I can't wait to read it.
Help people out. I don't want them to believe stupid stuff that people try to say about me, you know,
right.
It's just not real.
Right.
They're trying to make up stuff, you know. It's just not even nowhere near the truth.
Are there any movies on the way? Any autobiographical movies that you know that can hit the theaters and wow everybody?
Well, I could. I can do it. You know, I have some people and all that. You know, all I have to do is contact them and tell them. Master Legend's ready. They make a good show. I got contacts. I don't want to say them right off, you know, because I don't want to act like I'm, you know, putting out some names and anything. But I do have some contacts and all to help me out when I got something serious to work on.
Right. Oh, believe me, I put your name out there too. I announced on the website, on the Facebook page. Yeah, we're interviewing Master Legend on the next episode, and I'm proud to know you. I tell you, man, I'm proud to have you here. This is big for us, and I hope it's pleasant for you too. You're not too you don't hate us too much by the time we're done the interview. That's awesome. It really is. It was a pleasure to have you here. Now, you had in the show there. It demonstrated you have a fist of iron that you use to do the damage and everything. And that thing is awesome. I mean, I wouldn't want to get hit with that at all. And what other tools do you use or abilities do you have that help you fight crime?
Oh, okay. Well, as for the iron fist, that there, you know, it's fought some crime in its time. Believe that it has, but. That was from an older time, but I still have it. Well, the iron fist, I built that myself in a welding shop many years ago. Long time ago, over like 35 years ago.
Wow. I'd seen
it's still powerful.
I'd seen pictures of you wearing it and using it and everything.
I still smash blocks with it and got videos on YouTube of it.
Right. Right, I've seen those. That's amazing. I wouldn't want to get hit with that thing at all. I was like, Master Legend, you need whatever you want here. Just put the iron fist away. Just take it.
As for the other part of your question there, what the truth is, I try not to use any weapons if I don't have to use any at all.
Right.
I'll use just regular martial arts moves and my own fighting techniques and my armor and stuff to protect me. And I try, really, I'm not out to punish and hurt someone.
Right.
But I will fight and I will stop someone from hurting an innocent person, and I'll do whatever it takes.
Right.
And so that's why with the superheroes, some of them maybe didn't like me or whatever, but I told them I'm not out to go beating up people. You know, I don't need any big weapons. I don't want no weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to really get in trouble probably. You know, with the cops. So
right.
I've been able to never ever all these years get thrown in jail because of Master Legend himself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, even though I've had the cops come on me before with guns and everything.
Yeah.
Guns pointed all over me. It's like 12 cops at once with the guns on me.
That wow. would scare me half to death.
Yeah, I would think I'd hang up my costume at that point. If cops were coming at me with guns, I'd say, yeah, you know what? You guys do the crime fighting. You know?
I could tell in all of their faces because I could tell.
Mm-hmm. You could tell what?
They could see. they all were trying to play a game on me. Mm-hmm. I could tell.
Now,
I didn't believe any of them were going to shoot me.
Not very long. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. But they all had their guns out on me, and I just got done from some charitable event I was doing.
Right.
It wasn't like I was doing anything wrong at all.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they just don't know, and they have to react. It is what it is. Now, you I saw not long ago that you were on a diet that was keeping you in shape without even hitting the gym, and you were flexing those muscles, and I was just like, what's this guy doing? Would you elaborate on that a little bit for us, please?
Oh, well, I really don't go to a gym mm-hmm. at all. But this is all about proper diet, I'll tell you. And that means everything. Mm-hmm. It's all about proper diet.
Right. And you had said that you would...
Proper diet, but you got to stay active. And I go out and do my jobs and stuff, because a lot of times I'm doing demolition.
Right.
And people love it when I'm out there.
Master Legends on the job. So do your coworkers know who you are? And do people in your life, you know you and it's say, oh,
few,
he's Master Legends?
Very few. I keep it low, you know. To anyone that ever hears about it, really, it doesn't matter to them. Like the average person, they don't even know about superheroes or anything. So if someone's going, oh, that's Master Legend, it's like they don't even care about it.
Uh-huh.
So no big deal.
I would be all over that. I'd be like, oh yeah, it's Master Legend. Let's go get him a beer. You know?
Now,
I'd be all over that.
Warm, you know, mm-hmm. It used to be like that. It used to be I'd walk down the streets of Orange Avenue down in Orlando there and downtown, and I'd be and every bar was like, say, come here, Master Legend. All your drinks are free, Master Legend.
Mm-hmm.
And then girls running up all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, cameras and everything all over me.
Right.
I'm going, man, what a scene, you know. But to me, I never let it get to my head at all, because I've known other people would be going, you know, acting like they were something special. I was just I went in the bar room or whatever and got me a beer. That was about it. If people wanted some pictures or whatever, oh yeah, and I'd wave, you know, and I would try to make a good pose. But I was thinking, you know, I didn't get in the superhero business here to really, you know, be like some celebrity.
Right.
And you know, it doesn't work out that way anyway. I realize that. Doesn't seem to work out that way.
That's before we go, I have one more question for you. And I think the world is wanting to know this. I know Tony is sitting across from me, and she's like, well, ask him, is there a special lady in your life?
A special lady?
Mm-hmm.
In my life?
In your life. Is there someone you say, oh, baby, you know, I'm going to go out and fight crime tonight. I'll be back around 10, you know, keep dinner warm for me, you know.
No, not like that.
No, nothing like that. Okay, well.
Not like that. I know some special ladies,
mm-hmm.
But there's no one keeping the home fires burning.
No, oh, that's sad.
Tony's like, I got some friends.
Yeah.
So she has friends who are looking for a nice superhero.
They only want the legend that when they wish.
Isn't that true of everybody?
Better not.
Well, I'm going to... It's been a pleasure talking to you this evening, sir.
Yes, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for coming on board with us and sharing your stories and your secrets. And we wish you luck with everything you do. Of course, we'll be in touch the whole time. And I want to know when this book comes out and everything, too, because we'll have you back on to talk about the book and the whole nine yards. And I want to know so I can read it, too.
And I would like to personally thank you for everything you do, for standing up for the underdog, for, you know, standing up for people who are afraid to stand up for themselves. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate that. I just have it like ingrained in me. It's like I'm always that way. You know, I'm not going to let somebody hurt someone, not in my sight. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to run away. I will do my best to protect and help anybody
you.
That I can. Whatever I can do. So I appreciate that.
Yes.
All right. I'll see y'all.
Well, you have a great night, and thank you again for your time and giving us your honest thoughts and opinions. And Just be safe out there.
Yes, be safe, sir. Wasn't that awesome?
It was. He really did a wonderful job.
Yes, he did. Let me tell you something. This world needs a lot more people like him out there doing what he does and making sure that, you know, that the streets are kept safe and the weak are protected. And because, you know what, the police can't be everywhere. And unfortunately, Master Legend can't be everywhere either. But if there were a lot more like him, then we'd have a lot more out there.
Right. Well, some people, you know, do it in a different way. That's all.
Like how?
Well, like I have a friend, her name is Tina, mm-hmm. and she helps young women with children, single mothers. Mm-hmm. Then I have a friend, Sue, who, you know, helps out with...
I've done a lot of work with single mothers, you know, helping them get their start.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ha, ha, ha. No. And back to what I was saying, like with Sue, who... Mm-hmm. You know, helps the homeless veterans. Mm-hmm. And then we have, like, Mina, who, you know, donates her time to the Literacy Council to teach people English mm-hmm. that, you know, are trying to make a start. Those are also everyday heroes.
There you go. And they don't have a cape, and they don't fly, and they're not more powerful than a locomotive. But they do something that a lot of people fail to do these days, and that is to act locally.
Correct.
You need to act locally, and you can make an impact globally.
Yes, I agree.
You can. Okay, so Master Legend has given us permission to play one of his songs for everybody tonight. And this song is an amazing piece, actually. It's really progressive. It sounds a lot like, well, kind of like something that Rush would play. So if you're really into Rush.
Okay, I am.
Are you really into Rush?
I am.
I love Rush.
Me too.
They are so awesome. It's too bad they're not American. Why do they have to be Canadian? You know, why can't we have Rush as a feather in our cap, for Pete's sake?
Why is there a borderline?
Because we can't all be crazy, okay? Yeah. They don't want any of us up there, believe me. This is an amazing piece of music done by Master Legend and one of his old bands. It's called Epic of the Sunrise, and it goes like this.
Last time, it'll never be the same.
Gentlemen.
Okay.
And that was the Epic of the Sunrise by Master Legend and his old band. You know, he never did tell us the name of that band. We have to try.
And his old band. That was the name of it.
That was the Master Legend band. So not only is this guy a true superhero, but he's a musician too. A world-class musician. Did you hear him playing that guitar?
I mean, did.
That is
it
some
really
crazy
sounded
guitar.
Awesome.
I know. I can't play like that.
I
have these
stop.
Stubby,
yes,
fat
can.
Little fingers. I wonder if he'll let me be his sidekick.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, he's Master Legend, and I can be middle-aged chunk man.
No.
I could be chunky middle-aged man. Chunky middle-aged man. To the rescue. I'll save you.
Here's a cholesterol pill.
I don't think it would go over well.
Oh, I sure don't think anybody would imitate you.
Yeah, my secret identity would... Actually, it wouldn't be a secret identity. They'd know right away who I was. Oh, your middle-aged chunky man? Hey, Daryl! Great mask.
Oh, shucks.
Anyway, folks, that is our episode.
Yes. Thank y'all for listening, and come back and hear from us again.
We're going to leave you with one more Master Legend song. This is the Garden of Memories, named after a cemetery in Louisiana. I think it's down in New Orleans. Yeah, New Orleans. And we thank you very much for tuning in.
Darkness in the end, embrace the darkness.